Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Adabul Muta'allimin. Teacher Sheikh Muhammad Ja'far Danish. Lesson number 3.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعن على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I guess this is going to be our first session of the lessons on this book, آداب المتعلمين, written by خواجة نصير الدين توسي, which is one of the great, great figures in Islamic history and Shia community. He has had great influence at his time and afterwards, and he has many, many writings that they have numbered it at being around 190 writings, including Tajrid al-I'tiqad, Sharh Usul al-Kafi, and this book, Adab al-Muta'allimin. And if you want to know more about him, I'm sure you can find some things useful on the internet. If you want to talk about him, it would take sessions. But about this book, Adab al-Muta'allimin, the way of conduct for the students, for seekers of knowledge. This is about seeking knowledge, and there are many other writings about this subject, because this subject is very important and precious. Knowledge. Why there are many writings of scholars about this subject? Because knowledge is a very, very precious thing. Knowledge is the one that we are evaluated with, and the thing that will change us to something, to someone better. The thing that will help us to know who we are, where we are, and where we are going, and where we have been. And to let us have a view, a correct and true and complete view about the world and the universe around us, and to know our God. And there is another book I have to mention here. It's a great book, and I recommend you to go for it after or meanwhile of reading this book, which is Munyatul Murid, written by Shahid Thani. It's a very great and useful book. But let's begin this book. But before we go to the text, and I want you to know that our method would be that I explain a little about the points mentioned in the paragraphs, and then we go to the text. And because I think that some of you may not be so much familiar with the Arabic text, so I will take it easy, and we go slowly forward, calmly and patiently, and I will explain to you word by word, okay? But before that, let me tell you a short story as a foreword, okay, about Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, the first Imam. He was with one of his companions, Kumail Nakhai, that they were somewhere and they were talking, when Amir al-Mu'mineen said, pointing to his heart and chest, he said, "Ha innaha huna la'ilman jamma." There is a great deal of knowledge lied here. لو أثبت له حملة. If I find some people to transmit and to give them this knowledge. But There are some, but they are not reliable. They are not trustworthy. بَلَا أَصَبْتُ لَقِنًا غَيْرَ مَأْمُونٍ عَلَيْهِ. They are not trustworthy. They are not reliable enough. Why? مُسْتَعْمِلًا آلَةَ الدِّينِ لِلدُّنْيَا. They use religion, they use faith, this knowledge fulfills for dunya, for this world, for the mundane, for their mundane desires. وَمُسْتَظْهِرًا بِنِعْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Amir al-Mu'minin is saying that they are seeking knowledge to gain it and to show off and to boast. And بِحُجَجِهِ عَلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِ, and to fight with it, fight his the God's good people with their knowledge. أَوْ مُنْقَادًا. And there is another group, لِحَمَلَةِ الْحَقِّ. They are followers of Haqq. They are good people. But لَا بَصِيرَةَ لَهُمْ فِي أَحْنَائِهِ. There is no insight in them. There is no deep understanding in them. So يَنْقَدِحُ الشَّكُّ فِي قَلْبِهِ لِأَوَّلِ عَارِضٍ مِّنْ شُبْهَةِ. So they will go astray so easily with the first obstacle, so easily. They have no deep insight. أَلَا لَا ذَا وَلَا ذَاكِ. So not this and not that, they don't deserve this knowledge. أو من هما, and there is another group, من هما باللذة سلس القيادة للشهوة. They are so involved in their desires, and they have given their control to their desires, worldly desires. أو مغرما بالجمع والإدخار. They are always collecting money and money and collecting wealth. They always think about wealth. ليس من رعاة الدين في شيء. And they don't care about religion and faith and things like this. أقرب شيء شبها بهما الأنعام السائمة. And the very best example for them is that they are like the full-feet animals that always graze or are always grazing. And this is a sad moment of Amir al-Mu'minin saying that كَذَلِكَ يَمُوتُ الْعِلْمُ بِمَوْتِ حَامِلِهِ. This is how knowledge, science, the divine science, will die along with the death of its carriers, that the best of them would be the Holy Prophet and Amir al-Mu'minin. So if you want to seek knowledge, there are two wings. The one wing is knowledge, your knowledge, and the other is your deeds, your behavior that has to be according to that knowledge. And intention, your intention comes to this stage here. You have to have a pure intention, not for your desires, not to seek knowledge for the worldly aims, okay? Just for God. Okay, let me tell you a short story of the first that all scholars and figures have made in the way of seeking knowledge to pass this knowledge to us, to the next generations. One of the contemporary figures is Shaheed Sadr, Muhammad Baqir Sadr, the martyr. He is a great figure. He has many important and gracious, precious writings. I don't want to get into that. I want to tell you a short story about his life. He was in a poor condition along with his family, and he himself says that after the demise of my father, at the first night, we had nothing to eat. So we slept hungrily. And his sister, Bintul Huda, which is 3 years younger than him, says that we used to, when we got some a little amount of money, we used to, our brother used to buy a book with it. And we used to read it together, and we went read it completely and understood it completely. We used to sell it and buy another book with this price. And this is how we would continue the pace of seeking knowledge. And this is the way that they made themselves different from others at a very early age. He was 11 years old, and that he got to a high altitude in knowledge. And Muhammad Ali Khalili, one of his friends, says that we were in the same school. He was in the third class, and I was in the fifth or sixth. And we were familiar together. And at the break times, he used to sit in a corner in the schoolyard, and all his friends and peers would gather around him. And he would tell them stories and things that were not familiar to them. They hadn't heard about them. They had no idea of the figures and names and expressions that he used. So he made himself different in this kind of condition, in this poor family with no money, with no comfort. But he made himself a great figure. I'm sure you will find your way, and you will make your thoughts, inshallah. So let's begin our text, Kitab al-Adab al-Muta'allimin, the way of conduct. You know, adab, it's better for me to explain to you some words, because you're not so much familiar with the Arabic text. Adab is the plural form of adab, which means the way of conduct. Adabul muta'allimin, those who seek knowledge. How should they behave, and how should they conduct be? Ahmadullah ala ala'ihi. At first, it's a sunnah, it's a tradition that they start with the praising God and things like this, and saluting the Holy Prophet. Ahmadullah, I praise God, ala ala'ihi, for His endowments, for His grants that He has given us. Wa nashkuruhu ala na'ma'ihi, and we thank Him for His endowments. And please notice that the difference between ala and na'ma is that they say, according to what they say, is that ala are those invisible things that are almost internal, the talents, the potentials that you have, the bravery in your heart, the smartness in your mind, things like this. And na'ma are those external things, the visible things, such as our parents, that are very great blessings from God to us, and our healthy body, and things like this, our property. Wa salatu wa salam, and our salutes and our salam be upon his best of prophets, Sayyidi Anbiya'i. Salam, as you know, comes from salam, and salam means peace and safety. And what a great name is that! It's one of Allah's names mentioned in Quran. هو السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر وخير أوسيائه. And our salam be upon his best of successes. As you know, all prophets, or many of them, had one or many successes, and the last one, our holy prophet, had 12 successes. The best of them would be Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. The Lash told you sure the story about them. Okay. وبعد, and after that, فكثير من طلاب العلم, a lot of the students of knowledge, seekers of knowledge, طلاب comes from طالب, is a plural form of طالب. طالب means a student. فكثير, a lot of students of knowledge, لا يتيسر لهم التحصيل. تحصيل means reaching. Reaching what? Knowledge. لا يتيسر. It doesn't happen لهم, for them, التحصيل, to reach, to get to knowledge. وإن اجتهدوا, although they may try hard. اجتهاد means trying hard, making a lot of effort. Okay. وإن اجتهدوا ولا ينتفعون من ثمراته, and they don't take benefit. They won't get to nothing of the results. وإن اشتغلوا, even if they get involved so closely. لأنهم أخطأوا طريقهم, because that they أخطأوا, they have gone the wrong way, they have made a mistake. طريقهم, to choose their path, they have lost the way. طريق means the way, the path. وتركوا شرائطه, and they have ignored and abandoned شرائطه, its conditions, its prerequisites, its requirements. شرائطه, the plural form of شرط. وكل, and everyone, anyone, من أخطأ الطريق, who goes wrong way, ضل, would be lost, would go astray, as we read in the Surah Al-Hamd, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not from those who went astray. Okay. فلا ينال المقصود, so he wouldn't get to the aim. أردت أن أبين طريق التعلم, so because of this I want to make to help. I wanted to أبين, to clarify the way of تعلم. تعلم means being taught, to seek knowledge. We have تعليم and we have تعلم. تعليم means teaching something, and تعلم means being taught. على سبيل الاختصار, very shortly, على ما رأيت, according to what I saw, في الكتاب, in the book, I guess he means the holy book, Quran. وسمعت من أساتيدي, and according to what I heard from my masters, أولي العلم, who were possessing knowledge, who were in the possession of knowledge, who knew something. If you don't have something, you wouldn't be able to give it to another one, to the others. They knew something, so I listened to them. Wallahu al-muwaffiq wal-mu'in, and inshallah, Allah will make us succeed and will help us. Mu'in will help us. فأبين, so I will clarify the maqsood, the aim, في فصول شتى, in different chapters. Okay, so these chapters are very short. They are like sections of an article. Let us go to the first chapter. الفصل الأول في ماهية العلم وفضله, about the essence and nature of knowledge and its significance. اعلم, know, be aware of, أنه, that قال رسول الله, the Holy Prophet said, طلب العلم فريضة, seeking knowledge is an obligatory, is a must, على كل مسلم ومسلمة, for upon every Muslim man and مسلمة, Muslim woman. والمراد من العلم هنا, and what we mean by علم here, هنا, is علم الحال, the knowledge of present, the knowledge that is used now, or meaning that the knowledge that is about your status, your behavior. أي العلم المحتاج إليه في الحال, meaning the knowledge that is needed, محتاج إليه, that is needed في الحال, now. الموصل إلى النفع في المآل, that will get you, الموصل, will get you إلى النفع, to your benefits, في المآل, in the future, in tomorrow. And كما يقال, as they said, أفضل العلم علم الحال, the best of knowledge is علم الحال, knowledge of حال, knowledge of present. وأفضل العمل حفظ المآل, and the best of these is keeping the resource, reaching the resource, to act according to that knowledge that you have. فيفرض على الطالب, so it's a must, it's obligatory on the students to go for ما يصلح حاله, that which will modify his behavior, his status. وشرف العلم لا يخفى على أحد, and the significance of knowledge is not hidden from anyone. Is it hidden from you? Yeah, it is somehow, but not completely. And إذ العلم, because knowledge هو مختص بالإنسان, is exclusively special for إنسان, for the human being. How so? لأن, because جميع الخصال سوى العلم يشترك فيها الإنسان وسائر الحيوانات. Because every attribute, all attributes, جميع الخصال, خصال comes from خصلة, which means attribute, سوى العلم, except knowledge, يشترك فيها الإنسان وسائر الحيوانات. They are common between human being and other animals. What attributes? Such as كالشجاعة, كا means such as. For example, شجاعة, bravery, قوة, power and energy, and شفقة, compassion, وغير ذلك, and etc. They are common between insan and animals. وبه أظهر الله فضل آدم على الملائكة, and it is with knowledge that God showed the excellence and goodness and its preference of Adam on his angels, to his angels, and he ordered them to prostrate for him at his feet because of that knowledge that he had. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني. وأيضا هو وسيلة إلى السعادة الأبدية. So if you want to be a very precious human being, to go for a high altitude, to be a different human being, you need knowledge. وأيضا, and like that, هو وسيلة, علم is a means, إلى السعادة الأبدية, for the eternal prosperity. إن وقع العمل على مقتضاه, if your deeds are according, are based on your knowledge. So I told you that there are two wings that you have to fly, okay, to the heavens, to be a good man. One is amal, one is ilm, and one is amal. Your act according to your ilm, your knowledge. فالعلم الذي يفرض على المكلف, so the knowledge الذي, which يفرض is obligatory, is a must, على المكلف, on the obligated, who مكلف comes from تكليف, whoever comes to the age of taklif, as you know about. For boys it's about 15 years, and for girls it's about 9 lunar years. Al al-mukallaf is a must upon the mukallaf, obligated. بعيني, I will explain about this word, بعيني. يجب تحصيله. The knowledge that is a must is seeking it would be a must too. يجب تحصيله is an obligatory. ويجبر عليه لم يحصل is very important that if he doesn't go for it, he will be compelled to. ويجبر عليه. It will be compelled. إِلَّمْ يُحَسِلْ. You may ask, why? Why on earth? Huh? He's a free man. Huh? But if you're concerned about someone, if you're thoughtful and you love someone, you would protect him and make him not to go astray. And you wouldn't just stand by and see him, watch him fall down. Okay, he means that, not just using force. Okay, but بعيني, what means بعيني? You know that wajib, obligatory thing that you must do, is divided in some aspects, in one aspect, to two divisions. To two parts, al-wajib al-aini, al-wajib al-kifai. Kifai comes from kifaya, kafa, yakfi, kifaya, kafi, huh? Kafi means enough. Meaning that wajib al-kifai, meaning that if something is obligatory and is in a way that is kifai. Means that if someone holds the responsibility and go for it and do it, does it, it would be not obligatory anymore on anyone else. It would be enough. Okay. For example, if someone is needy, is in need, and he suffers from, for example, poverty or something, from sickness. We are obliged and we are obligated to help him, okay? But if someone, voluntary or something, helps him sufficiently, it would be enough. And no one else is obligated. So it's al-wajib al-kifai, enough. But al-wajib al-aini, what is it? It's an obligatory that is obligated on everyone. Everyone must do it at every time, every condition, everywhere. Like prayer. If you are sick, if you are in a battlefield, according to the different conditions, you have to pray. But maybe differently, but you have to pray. Okay? And ilm is like prayer. What kind of ilm? There are different kinds of branches of ilm. But this ilm that we are discussing here, meaning the main thing that we intend to say from ilm, is the ilm of, you know, for example, ilm al-tawheed, knowing God, knowing our position in the universe. These are some things very, very immediately important and necessary to have an ideology. Okay? So this kind of ilm is al-wajib al-aini, is obligated on everyone. Everyone has to know himself and his God. And, okay? But some things like, for example, physician, other things like being a doctor and things like these are al-wajib al-kifai. They are wajib. They are obligatory, but If someone does it, it would be enough. Okay? If someone does it sufficiently. Okay. وَالَّذِي يَكُونُ الْإِحْتِيَاجُ بِهِ فِي الْأَحْيَانِ. And if something is needed في الأحيان sometimes, فَرْضٌ عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْكِفَايَةِ. It's obligatory عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْكِفَايَةِ. Means that if someone does it, it would be enough. Okay. وَإِذَا قَامَ بِهِ الْبَعْضُ سَقَطَ عَنِ الْبَاقِي. If someone does it, it would be not necessary for others to do it. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الْبَلَدِ مَنْ يَقُومُ بِهِ. And if there no one that does it, that will do it, اشتركوا جميعاً في تحصيله بالوجوب. Though it would be common between them, it would be obligatory on everyone to do it. تحصيلي بالوجوب. وقيل, and it's been said, بأن علم ما ينفع على نفسه في جميع الأحوال, and the knowledge that will benefit him في جميع الأحوال, every time, in every condition, بمنزلة الطعام. It's like food, that everyone has to take food, has to eat, no matter if someone does it or not, someone else. لَابُدَّ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ. Everyone has to do it. وَعِلْمُ مَا يَنْفَعُ فِي الْأَحْيَانِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الدَّوَاءِ. But the knowledge that is sometimes needed is like medicine. يَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَوْقَاتِ. It's sometimes needed. وعلم النجوم, and the knowledge, the science of astrology or astronomy, is like a disease, بمنزلة المرض. But you may be confused. How? Astronomy? What do you mean? It's like a disease? فتعلمه حرام. Be patient. It will tell you. فتعلمه حرام. Learning it is forbidden. To learn it, okay? لأنه يضر, because it's harmful, ولا ينفع, it wouldn't benefit you, إلا قدر ما يعرف به القبلة, except to that amount that you will know the قبلة, the direction that you pray to, by this science, وأوقات الصلاة, and the times of prayer. وغير ذلك, and some things like this, فإنه ليس بحرام. That in these cases it's not forbidden. But what he means, there has been people in the past and maybe now, if you base your decisions and things like this on the position, if you look at the sky and the look at the stars and etc., and say, I wouldn't go out today for example, because it's ominous, because of the position of the stars today and things like this, it's forbidden. Things like this, to tell the future of someone from these things, and it's not beneficial, it will harm you, it will be not needed. فأما تفسير العلم. So the definition, tafsir or interpretation of knowledge, would be فإنه صفة يتجلى بها لمن قامت هي به المذكور. It's an attribute the mentioned thing that we mentioned, for example, it would take you to the results, to good results in the future. This thing, al-mazkur, which is what is mentioned before, yatajalla biha, will glitter and would be achieved, liman qamat hiya bih, for the person, liman, who this sifah, this attribute of ilm, is done, is accomplished by him, is achieved by him, this good results would be for him. He would get to those results by knowledge, by this effect, by these attributes. Okay, it's a little complicated. You have to pay attention. فَيَنْبَغِي لِلطَّالِبِ. So it would be proper for the student أَلَّا يَغْفَلَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, not to neglect himself. وَمَا يَنْفَعُهَا, and what benefits him. وَمَا يَضُرُّهَا, and what will harm him. He should be aware. فِي أَوَّلِهَا وَآخِرِهَا, in its beginning and its end, in the end. فَيَسْتَجْلِبَ مَا يَنْفَعُهَا, so he would attract and collect and gain. مَا يَنْفَعُهَا, what benefits him. وَيَتَجَنَّبَ عَمَّا يَضُرُّهَا, and avoid what is harmful to him. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ عَقْلُهُ وَعِلْمُهُ, so his aql, intellect, and ilm, his knowledge, wouldn't be evidences, hujjah, evidences against him, عليه, فتزداد عقوبته, so his punishment would be huge if he doesn't use, if he doesn't take advantage of his wisdom and his knowledge that Allah has given to him. He would be thankful, he should appreciate his knowledge and his, the ability, the talents that Allah has given to him, his intellect, and use it in the right path, and observe the conditions that he said, تَرَكُوا شَرَائِتَهُ. He should observe the conditions that he will explain to us in the next chapters. The next chapter is فِنِّيَة, the intention. His intention should be pure. So he should observe these conditions to get to those good results of knowledge. Otherwise, he would go astray. He will fall down and get behind, and he would be from those ضالين. He said, ضال. He would be from غير المغضوب عليهم, those who Allah is angry with them, or those who go astray, ضالين. So inshallah will be from الذين أنعمت عليهم, from those that Allah has given them his endowments, and they will appreciate his endowments and worship God purely and piously. So piously, and inshallah will be from good students who observe the conditions. Inshallah, in the next sessions, we go to the second chapter, which is about intentions. Intention that we have, state of mind. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.